This is Daily Discipleship. Stay with us for the next 4 minutes as Leroy Imes surveys Exodus chapters 19 through 20, uncovering practical insight for your daily living. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. Who do you think the Lord relies on most heavily to take His gospel to the unbeliever? The missionary? The pastor? The evangelist? Or you? Before the Ten Commandments were given, God communicated a truth to His people that was so great, so powerful, that if the church today fully understood its implications, it would put the evangelization of the world within reach. God said in Exodus 19:5, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." He began by telling them plainly what he expected of them and required from them. In one word, obedience. Next, he claimed his sovereignty over all creation and every man, every woman, every child in it. All the earth is mine, all the gold, the silver, the cattle on a thousand hills. And his people were to be a peculiar treasure, a kingdom of priests. Now, what does that mean? It means that these people were especially precious to God, for they were to be the ones who, as priests unto God, would spread the knowledge of the living and true God to all the nations of the earth who were without hope and without God in the world. A kingdom of priests who would be God's personal emissaries to the rest of the heathen world. Every man a priest of God. And Christian, that is still the Lord's desire. His people, all of us, are to be witnesses to the pagan world round about us and take the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ to those who sit in darkness and the very shadow of death. Theologians call this the doctrine of the priesthood of believers. Peter refers to this passage when he writes, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." And John wrote that Jesus Christ has made us a kingdom of priests unto God. Christian, do you see the implications of this, the power of this, the importance of this? Before God gave the Ten Commandments, He gathered His people together and commanded them to be His priests who would carry His truth to the regions beyond. And just before His ascension into heaven, our Lord spoke to His people and said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." Not just the missionary, not just the pastor, but all of us, a kingdom of priests, spreading the knowledge of God far and wide. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes, inviting you to join me in sharing Christ with the nations in our daily walk of discipleship.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, does God have a dual personality? Join us on Daily Discipleship.